Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Inside the Mystery Treehouse.
Just reading a technical manual for a lethal injection machine, because I'm a space demon and that's like Vanity Fair for us. Wait a minute. I just realized we didn't celebrate Christmas last year, or Squonk Chomp, or Halloween, or really leave the house at all. What gives, Dave?
Have we become the social classification known as homebody units, friend unit 8th?
I mean, every time we celebrate any kind of holiday or leave the house, really, somebody tries to kill us or trap us in some kind of hell dimension or impregnate one of us with an extra-dimensional being. It felt right to just, you know, lay low for a while.
Did you hear something?
Maybe? It sounded so alien, yet so familiar. I don't know why, but for some reason, there's a word coming to mind. It might be some other language. Knocking? I want to say it's French?
Oh yeah, knocking. That's what it is. Someone's knocking at the front door.
Oh shit, yeah. I guess it's been so long since we've had any visitors at the Mystery Treehouse, I just kind of forgot that was a thing. Answer it.
Oh, it's you.
Hey, guys.
Spandrew, why did you knock on the door? You live here.
Are you insane? It's bad luck to walk into the door without knocking today.
What? What is today?
It's the first day of tax season!
Is that why you're carrying all those boxes?
Yes, Davy boy. That's also the other reason why I didn't unlock the door. My hands are filled with bountiful gifts. A remembrance of the season.
What the fuck is tax season?
Oh, Hilsmer, your alien ways are so quaint. Always scoffing at tried and true human holidays.
This is not a human holiday, Spandrew.
Oh, Dave, you scallywag. Always the humbug. Ever the one to refuse our time-honored traditions.
I literally think this is just a you thing, my dude.
Oh, cut it out, you guys. You know, it's fine. Literally nothing can bring me down now. Tax season is upon us, and I'm a new man.
I hate this? Is this a bit? Are you doing this to get us to, I don't know, do something?
I don't even understand what is happening.
Please explain more about this tax season, roommate unit Spandrew Spice.
You guys are funny. We've lived together forever, and here you are just pretending not to know the most basic facts about me in order to give me the joy of explaining it to you all over again. You really are the best friends a dude could ask for on this, our hallowed tax season.
Literally? What the fuck are you talking about?
Wait, you're serious? You really don't enjoy and partake in several yearly traditions and rituals while doing your taxes?
Obviously not, since I'm not the one who does them anyway.
Wait, you don't do your taxes?
No, you do.
Yeah, right.
What? What's happening? Are you high? Why are you acting so fucking weird?
You're not joking?
Literally, what are you even talking about? Why are we doing this? Why are we going in circles? I don't like this. I want to get off this ride.
Hold on. No, Dave. Listen very carefully. You legit think I'm doing your taxes?
Yes, obviously. You've done them since we were fucking kids.
We've known each other for 2 years.
Yeah, wait. Huh. Uh-oh.
Did Andrew used to do your taxes?
Yes.
And you just assumed that right was transferred over to me?
Yeah. Because of, you know, because of how your face is his face, you know.
Dave, this is very bad.
Why? We'll just file some sort of extension or something. It'll be fine. I hear adults talking about extensions all the time.
How long has it been since you filed?
I don't know, a couple years? Like, three? If Andrew stopped doing mine when I abandoned him, moved out of the Mystery Treehouse, and then started my own rival rock band back in the day?
Zero! Put the Mystery Treehouse into maximum security mode! We have a huge problem!
Initiating maximum security protocols!
What the fuck?
Dave, don't you know? Are you familiar with what happens to bad little boys who don't file their taxes?
No.
Mr. Frankie comes to visit!
What?
Wait, who's that?
Oh no! We've gotta hide, guys! Mr. Frankie is here for Dave!
Who?
Mr. Frankie! He's the Krampus of tax season! He's a small man in a bow tie and green button-up who seeks recompense for those who've wronged the IRS!
You're being ridiculous, Spandrew. Zero, turn off maximum security mode.
Suspending maximum security mode.
I've gone my entire life skating by on the bare minimum and avoiding as much responsibility as possible. And it's literally never had any negative repercussions for me, ever.
I feel like just looking at some of the things that have happened to you in the last couple of years, that can't possibly be true.
Yes, it would appear that some of the wanton lack of reverence for the checks and balances of life is the missing key that explains the constant state of your existence being that of a waste receptacle engulfed in flames, friend unit Dave.
Who's a what's it?
You're a slacker douche and that's why your life's a dumpster fire.
Screw you guys. I'm answering the door and everything's gonna be fine because that's my thing. Just doing whatever and being fine.
No, don't, Dave, no!
Oh, hello there?
Mr. Frankie seeks the delinquent.
Is that me?
Someone here has been a naughty, naughty little boy.
Oh, dear God. This is it. We're all gonna die.
Finally, I welcome the sweet release of death.
Can you guys just calm down? It's just taxes.
So it is you, the delinquent known as 0261.
Whoa. The last four digits of my social security number. Don't just go sharing that with everybody.
You have thrice denied the privilege of being conscripted into the sacred rite of tax, the holiest of holies, and the most sacred of holidays.
It's seriously a holiday? Am I behind, or is there, like, a fucking gas leak here?
Audit.
Audit?
You must face the audit.
Oh, God!
Space Jesus! His jaw is unhinging! His mouth is opening up into a massive cavern of razor shark teeth!
Jesus! Can't we resolve this whole thing with some sort of, like, I don't know, paperwork or something? It was an honest miscommunication. Spandrew didn't realize that he was supposed to be doing my taxes. So really, if you want to get technical, it's really his fault, not mine.
Hey, fuck you!
Audit. Audit.
Okay, so this is not funny anymore. Zero, quick, suck him into your fucking pocket dimension chest and let's just get this the fuck over with.
Negative, friend unit Dave. My pocket dimension chest cavity has already caused too much trouble by being opened in the past.
Oh, god damn it. Well, then, Spandrew, I don't know, suck him into your eye hole mind palace thingy thing.
Oh, no way, Dave. I'm not gonna become your new pet Deus Ex Machina. Besides, Mr. Frankie is basically like an SCP-style cryptid. Who knows what kind of havoc he could wreak on my body if he goes in there.
Audit. Audit.
Okay, well, little red one. Hilsmer, you, yeah. Can you just, like, punch him?
Fuck you, Dave. You can't even fucking remember my name. I'm not your performing monkey. Get yourself out of trouble this time.
Fuck.
Wait. Mr. Frankie, why are you coming towards me?
Audit!
But I didn't do anything wrong! I file my taxes early every year! I even overpay as basically like a tip because I value the services the IRS provides so much!
You did not report the delinquent. You are a co-conspirator in tax fraud.
No! It's not true! It's impossible!
Mr. Spice, Mr. Spice, Mr. Frankie, is it very nice? You come into your house and devour your soul, and in the darkest depths, you'll plunge it to the hole.
Oh God, this is what he does. He recites a little chant right before he devours you, just like in the legends.
Where are these legends being told? I've literally never heard of this in my entire goddamn life.
Oh my God, he's picking up Spandrew and shoving him into his giant unhinged jaw.
Jesus, he swallowed Spandrew whole.
We must run, friend unit Dave.
Got it.
Oh, thank God Andrew had this panic room installed in the Mystery Treehouse. We should be safe here.
Wait a fucking minute. There's a whole other room in the Mystery Treehouse and you've got the fish woman taking up all the space in our VR billiard paradise?
She wouldn't want to live inside this dank, dark... Oh my God, Freddy! She's in her room! We've got to warn her! Freddy, you got... Oh, Jesus!
Oh my fucking God! Mr. Frankie is already swallowing her whole, head first!
What the hell did she do?
Do you not remember, friend unit Dave, the day that Freddy asked you what taxes were, and you told her it was something that Andrew took care of and she didn't need to worry about it?
Oh God, this is so unfair, and to all of us equally. These unforeseen circumstances that nobody could have predicted or be prevented, but yet are still evenly distributed.
Ah, dear.
Hey, get away from me, you weird little freak. I'm from space hell. I don't pay taxes here.
I reside over the space hell IRS as well.
Oh shit, I'm fucked.
Hillsmer, I will give you chills, Mer.
That was a stretch.
Oh, God! Zero! Let's get out of here! Looks like it's just you and me, Zero. The final girls. We'll survive this horrible, completely unavoidable circumstances we've inexplicably found ourselves in, I bet.
Friend unit Dave, it appears to me as if there are certain courses of action that you personally could have taken to avoid the events of today.
Like having a more helpful robot who's willing to open up his fucking chest dimension cavity and, like, suck up the evil taxed encrypted thing, huh? Like that kind of action, you mean, you fucking tin can piece of shit? Mr. Frankie! Oh God, he's found us! Get a turn around! Go the other way!
You must face Odin!
Let me go! Zero! Let me go!
I cannot break this eldritch grip, friend unit Dave. Despite my superior robotic strength, it appears as if merely touching Mr. Frankie is like descending into a dark miasma that you can never free yourself from.
Mr. Baker, number cheat and tax faker. You fall into my gut and lose your shit. Now is the time for your eternal audit.
No!
It appears to be a liminal space in the pit of Mr. Frankie's stomach.
What is the deal with all these people having liminal spaces inside their bodies lately?
Yes, it would appear we are going to that well a lot.
Hey, fuck you. It's almost like that's some sort of running metaphor for the show or something. I don't know. It looks like we're in, like, an impossibly huge office building of millions of cubicles stacked to the brim with paperwork?
Yes, and each cubicle is occupied by a bureaucrat frenetically stamping said paperwork.
Hey, you, little suit-wearing bureaucrat guy. Have you seen a tall guy with an eye patch come through here and a little fuzzy red demon thing or a fish girl? Yeah. Man, you really are just stamping away. Just, it's a lot of stamping. Just stamping. Alright, never mind then. Fuck me.
Friend unit Dave. Perhaps we should.
Tech citizen Dave Baker, please approach station 3 million and 2 to be served.
Jesus, station 3 million and 2? We're at station 6? This is gonna take fucking forever. One insanely long trek through an impossibly large office building later!
Oh my god. I'm fucking dying. Oh my. So dehydrated. Oh my god. I can't continue. Can't go on. Oh god.
Look over there, friend unit Dave. I believe it is a hydration dispensing device.
Oh my god. Oh god, a water cooler.
Oh my god, did you hear about Lisa?
No, what happened now?
Well, apparently she was torturing a tax evader in Chamber 1, and then, get this, her boyfriend shows up. Really mad. She's apparently been sleeping with Byron in accounting, and he found out.
Shut up. No way. How do they evade the all-seeing eye of Mr. Frankie that constantly surveils us all in his benevolent vigilance against tax evasion?
That's the thing. They didn't. They were all consumed in the eternal pits of nothingness for their disobedience.
What is this strange gathering of socialization, friend unit Dave?
Oh, God. Oh, it's water cooler talk. But, like, I don't know, the really scary kind. Do either of you know where station 3 million and 2 is?
Oh, it's about 12 miles that way.
12 miles? Oh, Jesus. All right. Let's go, Zero.
Oh, and Dave?
Wait, how did you know my...
We'll be gossiping about you.
Let's get out of here, Zero.
Affirmative. Dave.
One super long amount of time walking through a huge-ass building later!
Oh. 3 million and 1. And 3 million. 3 million and 2. Oh, God. Oh, God. Thank God.
Please step up to station 3 million and 2, Tax Citizen Dave Baker.
Okay. All right, already.
Hello, Tax Citizen Dave Baker.
What the hell? Spandrew? Why are you at station 3 million and 2?
I don't know what you mean, Tax Citizen Baker. I'm just fulfilling my bureaucratic duty to the IRS and the all-seeing, soul-piercing eye of Mr. Frankie. Now let us begin the audit.
Of your life.
Spandrew, why do you sound like that?
So, just looking here on my screen, is it true that in fiscal year 2022, you allowed me to move into the Mystery Treehouse and, despite not having my name on the deed, handed over all bill-paying, house-cleaning, and doctor's appointment scheduling duties to me?
Yeah. I mean, that's what Andrew always did.
And is it true that after allowing yourself to fall in with a sex-crazed cult of 2 octogenarian perverts on a magical land full of carnal delights, I had to come rescue you and pull you out of said sex cult?
I mean, technically yes, but I was going through some stuff then.
And is it true that when you get any sort of food crumbs on your face, you say, "Davey want wipies," to which I'm expected to come over and wipe said food crumbs off said face with a wet paper towel?
I mean, no. That is definitely not something that is a private thing between just the two of us. That I asked you never bring up in front of other roommates.
I'm marking that as a yes. I think I have enough information here. Please proceed to the next window to continue with your audit.
Huh. Wait, Spandrew, hold on.
Tax Citizen Dave Baker, please proceed to window 3 million and 3.
God damn it. Well, at least it's not 40 miles away.
Hello, Tax Citizen Dave Baker.
Hilsmer? Wow, until this very moment, I couldn't even have fathomed you having a job.
It's time to continue with your audit. I'm bringing up your file here. One second. Okay, so according to this, it says that a year ago, in fiscal year 2023, you accidentally broke one of Zero's quantum computers while you were horsing around in his lab in the Mystery Treehouse, and you allowed him to think that I had done it because, quote, "it's something I would do anyway, so I might as well just own it."
Friend unit Dave, I held a grudge against friend unit Hilmer for months as a result of that incident.
Well, you know, I mean, I just didn't think, like, it was a big deal, you know? Like, Hilmer does dumb shit like this all the time, I don't know. And you act like you just don't care what anybody thinks about you, so I didn't think it would make any difference. I don't know what to...
Uh-huh. And is it true that when I was kidnapped by Charles Wexler Weller and held prisoner on his secret headquarters planet, you contemplated just not coming and rescuing me because you didn't feel like it?
Yeah, but you were like, you know, a real asshole at the time. You never paid rent.
Yes, we are all aware of the emotional arc you went through in that situation. I would not count that as a black mark against you, friend unit Dave.
Yes, but is it also true that even after you realized that I was your friend and you did come to save me, you got scared of the robot ninja Andrews and Daves and tried to abandon us all and escape on the Lincoln Jr. alone, but you tripped on your shoelaces and were too lazy to tie them, so you just stayed?
Friend unit Dave!
Okay, yes, all right. I kind of tend to be irresponsible from time to time. I get it.
All right. That's all I need. Please proceed to the next window.
Friend unit Dave, the shirking of responsibility over one's own life is one thing. The universe has imbued organic life forms with free will and personal autonomy. But where I am from, the responsibility one has over others, the ones who depend on them, is sacrosanct. I cannot feel love, and therefore this sense of responsibility over others is the closest thing my receptors can process to that feeling. I possess this for the other roommates at the Mystery Treehouse. Do you not?
I don't know, okay? I've never really had to think about it like that. Andrew always just kind of took care of everything. He just worked it out. Everything was always just fine for me. And then when he was gone, a bunch of stuff just kept coming up. Stuff I didn't even realize a person had to deal with. And I...
What, friend unit Dave?
I didn't even know what to do. I don't know what to do. It's like I'm unmoored from life. I learned how to cope with the grief of Andrew. I learned how to let all of you in and let this become my new family, but I don't think I've ever learned how to, like, exist on my own. I just moved all that baggage from Andrew onto you guys, I guess.
I believe the Earth psychological medicine industry has a term for this. It is codependency.
Well, not anymore. Zero, I've decided that I'm going to embark on my most dangerous adventure yet. The secret of the journey to the lost island of owning my own shit.
But how will you accomplish this, friend unit Dave? It does not sound like they are kind to those that fail their audits here, according to the hydration dispensing device communication we witnessed.
I don't know. Maybe I just need to do my fucking taxes. Zero, can you teach me?
You would like to be educated in the ways of numbers by me?
Yeah, how hard can it be? You know, you just, like, sign some checks and put some receipts in some shoeboxes or something, right?
Oh, God. Let us begin in the only way I know how to adequately teach an extremely specialized skill in a short amount of time with an Earth film montage.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay, so now I'm gonna write off this DoorDash order from Marty's Meat Hut and claim Hilmer as a dependent.
No, 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 friend unit Dave, start over.
By filing a 1099 on Form 46B, I'm now the Duke of a small Scottish island.
No, you fucking moron.
This is hard. Okay, wait a minute. So I just need to put this income amount on line 17 and then carry it down to line 43 along with the SEP withholdings.
Yes, yes, friend unit Dave, you are doing it.
And then I add that up with the total from my Schedule K.
You're almost there.
Then I just have to carry this total all the way down to the last page. Initial these three, yeah!
You have done it. Friend unit, Dave, you have carried out the relatively commonplace task that every human has to routinely do every year of filing your income taxes.
I did it. I earned a sense of personal responsibility, stopped relying on others to do everything for me, and also completed 3 years of back taxes along with the filing of all the necessary light penalties. I'm significantly poorer, but self-actualized as a person. That's what this was truly about. Mr. Frankie wanted to teach me a lesson about being an independent person.
Actually, no. I don't care about any of that. I just want you to suffer for your transgressions against the IRS. You have failed your audit and will be punished eternally.
Okay, fine. But before you torture me for all eternity, at least let my friends leave. This was all my fault, not theirs. They don't deserve multiple lifetimes of bureaucratic punishment.
Very well. Now come along, tax citizen Dave Baker. It is now time for your recompense.
Friend unit Dave, no. You cannot do this alone. I will remain with you and bear this horrible Clive Barker-esque flesh punishment as well.
Why, Zero? You're not the irresponsible one here. You always do what you're supposed to do.
I do not know. For some reason, I have this echo in the back of my memory banks that tells me that I deserve recompense for my failure to take responsibility for others.
All right. Follow me to your damnation, the two of you.
Wait a minute.
What is it, Friend Unit Dave?
Didn't you just walk through a door without knocking first?
Huh?
Yeah, you just ominously appeared just now. You walked through the door without knocking first. Isn't that bad luck to enter a room without knocking first on the first day of tax season?
Well, I...
Whoa. We're back in the Mystery Treehouse.
What the hell just happened? It's like I lost hours of time, and for some reason I've got the cloying stench of stamp ink stuck in my nostrils?
Yeah, and my ass aches. Like I've been sitting in some shitty, uncomfortable chair for hours.
You passed the test, Dave Baker.
Whoa. Mr. Frankie, you just appeared out of nowhere. What do you mean I passed the test? What test?
You displayed a keen attention to detail. That's what every law-abiding tax citizen needs come tax day. When they've got to keep an eye out to make sure that every box is checked, every line filled out, and every number adding up correctly.
Wait, so it wasn't the whole journey of personal discovery thing? You just let us go because I just noticed something good?
Yes, such is the tradition of tax season.
All right, whatever. Fine.
And as a reward for besting me, I will reveal a memory that has been magically locked away from each of you.
What?
I don't think any of us have any magically hidden memories, dude. Thanks, though.
You each have dozens.
Huh? Wow. I guess you learn something new every day. Okay.
Which memory shall I unlock within each of you?
I guess the most recent memory that was just wiped or something?
As you wish. Farewell, tax citizens. And remember, Mr. Frankie is always watching. The threat of audit always looms over your pitiful heads.
That was fucking weird.
So are we supposed to remember some lost memory or something?
I do not know.
Oh, shit. Are you guys remembering what I'm remembering?
Yeah, what the fuck? How could we have forgotten? That guy that came to the Mystery Treehouse a while back hard-nosed Mike Miller. He was... Mike Miller? The guy who murdered Andrew?
We let him into our house? We bought drugs from him? I feel so violated.
Huh? We didn't buy any drugs from him?
Never mind.
I am confused. I do not remember this Mike Miller unit, killer of friend unit Andrew. I remember friend unit Andrew as having been killed by... it seems like my memory banks are incomplete on those details.
So Mr. Frankie didn't unwipe that memory for you?
It does not appear so.
Then what memory did he unwipe for you, Zero?
I do not wish to discuss it.
Deep Cuts is a production by Boy Genius Media. If you'd like to find this show and others like it, please visit boygeniusmedia.com or deepcutspod.com.
If you want to join in on post-episode discussions, please join the Deep Cuts Podcast Facebook group. Finally, subscribe to our YouTube channel for additional video content.